Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Blue Star Limited Q1 FY23 earnings conference call. We have with us today from the management, Mr. B. Thiagarajan, Managing Director, Blue Star Limited, and Mr. Nikhil Sohoni, Group Chief Financial Officer, Blue Star Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. B. Thiagarajan. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining this call today. As you're aware, we had declared our Q1 FY23 results yesterday. I thought that it is important for me to join this call as a transition. As you may recall, in May, I joined the call along with Mr. Neeraj Basu, who had resigned at that point of time. I'm pleased to inform you that Mr. Nikhil Sohoni has joined us as Group Chief Financial Officer with effect from July 1, 2022. He is on the call today, and as you may be aware, he joined us from Mahindra & Mahindra. He has over three decades of professional experience. He began his career in 1992 after spending his initial years with A.F. Ferguson & Co. and Geoffrey Manners & Co. After that, he was with Mahindra & Mahindra Group from 1995. He has handled various roles there in a diverse career spanning over 27 years. Nikhil had handled finance and accounts function in corporate accounts in Mahindra & Mahindra Limited. He was Chief Financial Officer of Mahindra & Navistar Automotive Limited. He was Vice President of Group Finance for the company. In his last role before joining us, Nikhil was designated as Senior Vice President, Group Finance and Group Treasury, Mahindra & Mahindra Limited. He will be reading out the opening remarks, and after that, we will be answering your questions jointly. As you may have noticed, for the third straight quarter, we have delivered good results, and it was backed by very good summer season. The opening remark also will include the outlook. In the press release, we had given our outlook as well as we remain optimistic for the financial year FY23. Though there are several headwinds with regard to the global recessional fears, there is inflationary fears, there are issues related to global supply chain disruption, which is yet to come under control. There are silver linings as well as the softening of commodity prices. Given the penetration rate in India for various air conditioning and refrigeration products, most importantly, you know, we enter the last part of the value chain, as you can imagine. In a large building, the building is constructed, air conditioning comes as the last one. We have witnessed even in home construction, this is one of the last few items that are equipped by the owners of the home. Now, we have noticed that when a slowdown happens, it takes time for it to hit the air conditioning refrigeration industry. At the same time, when there is revival also, it takes time. That's what we had experienced. Our assessment, going by what is happening in the market, what is happening in terms of order finalization, even today, we are very optimistic about the prospects for FY23. Of course, we have to keep watching how the market is moving. With that, I will hand it over to Mr. Nikhil Sohoni for his opening remarks. Over to you, Nikhil.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Thiagarajan, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Nikhil Sohoni, and it gives me immense pleasure to interact with you for the first time. I'll provide you an overview of the results of Blue Star for the quarter ended June 2022. Coming to the financial highlights, so it's always good to start on a good after two consecutive summers disrupted by pandemic. This year, we witnessed a normal summer without any restrictions. The growth momentum witnessed in the quarter 4 FY22 continued in the Q1 FY23 with business and economic activities back to complete normalcy. Consequently, the demand for all our products and services surged as compared to Q1 FY22 and also as compared to Q1 FY20, which was the last comparable period. So coming on the back of the best Q4 in last couple of years for every business segment that we operate in, we are happy to inform that the performance was repeated in Q1, wherein we have outperformed every business segment as compared to Q1 of last 3 years. Coming to financial highlights for the quarter ended June 30 on a consolidated basis, following is the summary. Revenue from operations for Q1 FY23 grew by 87.3% to 1970.32 crores as compared to rupees 1052.04 crores in Q1 FY22. EBITDA for Q1 FY23 was at 123.31 crores, a margin of 6.3% of revenue as compared to 42.23 crores, margin of 4% of revenue in Q1 FY22. So despite continued pressure on gross margin and supply chain disruptions, revenue growth, price increases and consequent scale impact, coupled with continued focus on costs, enabled improvement in the EBITDA margin for the quarter. Profit before tax grew to ₹100.69 crores in Q1 FY23 as compared to 19.23 crores in Q1 of FY22. Tax expense for Q1 FY23 was 26.34 crores as compared to 6.52 crores in Q1 of FY22. Net profit for Q1 FY23 grew to 4.35 crores as compared to 12.71 crores in Q1 of FY22. Carried forward order book as of June 30, 22 grew by 23.8% to ₹3,901 crores compared to 3,052 crores as of June 30, 2021. Capital employed as on June 30, 22 marginally increased to 1,018 crores as compared to ₹969.8 crores as on June 30, 2021, and that was owing to capital investments for capacity expansion projects at Wada and Sri City. Higher cash from operations coupled with a continued focus on working capital management has enabled us to end the quarter with a net cash balance of 81 crores as compared to a net borrowing of 68.47 crores on June 30, 21. The net debt equity ratio stood at 0.08. We had raised ₹350 crores through secured non-convertible debentures in June 2020. That was done in order to strengthen our balance sheet with a repayment. This NCD had a repayment tenor of 3 years with a call option to repay 50% of the NCD in May 2022. Given our current strong cash position, even after funding our capacity expansion plans, we have redeemed NCDs to the tune of 175 crores in June 22. We will continue to stay focused on healthy cash flows and mitigating the impact of the cost escalations. Coming to highlights for the first quarter, segment one, that is electromechanical projects and the commercial air conditioning systems, the revenue grew by 57% to 793.43 crores in Q1 FY23 as compared to 505.24 crores in Q1 FY22. Segment result was at 45.17 crores, that is 5.7% of revenue, as against the profit of rupees 20.03 crores, 4% of revenue in the corresponding Q1 of FY22. Order inflow for the quarter more than doubled to 1365.9 crores as compared to 650.78 crores in Q1 of last year. In the electromechanical projects business, with the onset of the construction and capex cycle, order inflows from commercial building, factories, data center and infrastructure such as metro railway, water distribution and power distribution sectors picked up. We received a couple of major orders from Bangalore, Metro Rail Corporation worth rupees 390 crores. Carried forward order book of the EMP, that is electromechanical project business, was at a record rupees 2777 crore as on June 30, 2022 as compared to 2232 crores as on June 30, 2021, a growth of 24.4%. Coming to commercial air conditioning systems, a healthy flow of opportunities across all the segments that we operate in, coupled with the revival of demand from the retail, manufacturing, healthcare and entertainment segments, enabled growth for the commercial air conditioning business during the quarter. We have gained market share in all product categories and continue to maintain our number one position in conventional and inverter ducted air conditioning system, as well as crawl chillers, and second position in VRS and screw chillers. Some of the major orders received during the quarter were from Reliance Industries, L&T, Railway Freight Corridor, Lakshmi Diamond, etc., to name a few. Coming to international business, the economic activities in the GCC region continue to be good in the backdrop of higher oil prices. Consequently, we witnessed healthy growth in inflow of inquiries. The newly entered markets of Nigeria, Bangladesh and Nepal have also responded well to the launch of our new and improved applied range of products. We have also commenced export of our deep freezers to Middle East. Order inflow grew by 9% and revenue grew by 38% as compared to Q1 FY22. The project business in Qatar continued to do well. The operations of the joint venture at Malaysia continue to be impacted owing to competitive pressures in the region. We will continue to focus on expansion of Blue Star product range and build brand awareness and brand visibility in different markets that we are present in. Let me now come to segment 2, that is the unitary products. In segment 2, revenue grew by 122.5% to 1124.2 crores in Q1 FY23 as compared to rupees 505.37 crores in Q1 FY22. Segment result was at 91.13 crores, that is 8.1% of revenue in Q1 FY23 as compared to 21.77 crores, 4.3% of revenue in Q1 FY22. The margin for the segment improved owing to impact of scale coupled with price increases undertaken to partially counter the impact of increase in input costs. In cooling and purification products business, we witnessed a strong demand for our room air conditioners, enabling a 163% growth in revenue from the business during the quarter compared with the corresponding previous quarter. We surpassed sales achieved in Q1 of the pre-COVID years with our new range of affordable mass premium products being very good by the market. We further strengthened our position as one of the preferred brands with first-time buyers in tier 3, 4 and 5 markets. We grew in line with the market and maintained the market share of 13.25%. Coming to commercial refrigeration business, the commercial refrigeration business witnessed increased traction across all product categories with strong demand from ice cream, processed food and pharma segments, coupled with a growth in demand for our supermarket refrigeration products from the retail segment. We continued to maintain our leadership position in deep freezers, storage water coolers and modular cold rooms. We also launched a new range of WC coolers with a wide capacity range to suit different customer needs. We received large orders during the quarter from players like Reliance and McLeod Pharma and from several individual mushroom cultivation proprietors. Our new manufacturing facility at Wada commenced commercial production during the quarter with a new series of indigenously designed and manufactured hard top and glass top deep freezers ready to be launched in the markets. Let me now come to segment 3, which is our professional electronics and industrial systems. Segment 3 revenue grew by 27.2% to 52.68 crores in Q1 FY23 as compared to rupees 41.43 crores in Q1 FY22. Segment result was rupees 5.89 crores which was 11.2% of revenue in Q1 of FY23, as compared to 5.56 crores, which was 13.4% of revenue in Q1 FY22, owing to the delay in execution of certain high-value orders due to shortage of semiconductors. With the increase in corporate capex, we witnessed growth in demand across all segments that we operate in. Order inflows from healthcare, BFSI, industrial, and a few government sectors enabled growth in revenue for the quarter. Revenue from data security solutions business also continued to contribute to our revenue growth. Demand for the non-destructive testing business also gained momentum during the quarter. Major orders were backed from HDFC Bank, Reliance Jio, Axis Bank, Grasim Industries, and Idea Bank, to name a few. With a wide portfolio of contemporary products and solutions forming part of our offerings, the prospects for this business segment continue to be positive. On the business outlook, while the inquiries and order inflows continue to be good for our products and services, there will be headwinds due to inflationary pressures, weakening of Indian rupee, and global recessionary concerns. Given the poor penetration in the room air conditioners and commencement of capex and construction cycle, we are optimistic about the prospects for the rest of the year. Further, the softening of the commodity prices and the ongoing PCM program will help us to improve our margins. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I am done with the opening remarks. I would like to now pass it back to the moderator, who will open the floor to questions. We'll try and answer as many questions as we can. To the extent we are unable to, we'll get back to you via email. With that, we are open for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we would request you to rejoin the question queue. The first question is from the line of Bhumika Nair from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir, and congratulations on a good set of numbers. Sir, if you can just talk a little bit about UCPL in terms of what was the volume value growth, any price hikes taken during the quarter, because unlike the rest of the peer set, we have seen an improvement in margins on a QOQ basis. And if you can also talk about within the segment, how much is RAC and what is the contribution of the other segments like commercial air conditioning, etc.
Thank you, Bhumika. The first thing is that, you know, UCPL is used by one of our competitors as a subsidiary company. So as far as we are concerned, it is the segment two. It is cooling unitary products, okay? Now, the you asked about the margin improvement and the price hike. So I maintain this. We had increased the prices in the first week of April. And afterwards, our position has been we will review in August. So the commodity prices also had gone up. And as we had indicated, we had optimized the products from January onwards. So the mix had been changing. The optimization is to do with our decision to position room air conditioners as for the belly of the market as affordable premium range. These products were launched in January 2022. Now, there had been also a total cost management program in order to optimize the cost. The net margin improvement we have still a long way to go. If you compare the margins with what we enjoyed earlier, prior to the pandemic or the beginning of FY20, it had deteriorated. Primarily, due to the commodity prices. That's a important thing to note. Now, our goal will be to further improve the margins, but at the same time, we will be looking at what is the inventory level we hold now, what is going to be the outlook for the festival season, and then the commodity prices, how they are going to move. So therefore, while we are happy that to an extent we are able to manage the margins, we still have a long way to go in order to get back to the reasonable margin levels. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There was another explanation also I should give you, that you are talking about the operating margins. So obviously when the scale comes back, you have got the operating leverage as well. The last part of your question is connected with whether we can disclose what is the room air conditioners and the other products within segment 2. Unfortunately, it will become a selective disclosure, and so therefore we don't want to get into that at all. And you know, we do have a commercial refrigeration business also, and some part of commercial refrigeration business is to do with the international as well here. In the segment 2. So therefore, I am not at present in a position to indicate what is the room air conditioner part alone within that, because it will be a selective disclosure. But if you were to ask me a question in terms of margin profile, whether commercial refrigeration and room air conditioners will be distinctly different, it is not so. Second indicator is we have maintained our market share. There is no product mix change within segment 2. I hope that answers your question.
Yes, sir. That clearly helps. Sir, from the BE rating which has gone effective from 1st of July, what is the kind of cost increase and further incremental price hike that we'll need to take purely from a BE rating perspective?
No, we have not increased the price. See, we were all aware that from 1st July, the BE rating will change. And what we have done is certain models were future-ready models. Okay? So therefore, if somebody would have bought a 5-star, it would have remained 5-star even after the energy label change. Now, there is no reason to increase the price, because what will happen is a 3-star may become 2-star, a 5-star may become 3-star. That's all will happen in the energy label change. So therefore, what was a 5-star of the earlier rating regime changes to a 3-star of this regime. That's all can happen. Okay. Now, in the dealer pipeline, that 5-star of the previous year will remain as that 5-star of the day. That's about all. So there is no, you need not implement a price increase because of the energy label change. But what can actually happen is, a new 5-star conforming to new energy label standards must be costlier than the earlier one, depending on the brand. But the thumb rule is that each energy efficiency change could be a 10% improvement in the energy efficiency, and it will result in around 7% price increase. That's a rough thumb rule you can follow. It is in terms of cost. Price again is a factor determined by the market. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Nair, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ravi Swaminathan from Spark Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for taking my question. We have seen very good inflows in the EMP business, that is the electromechanical projects business. So excluding the Bangalore order, also metro order, also you have seen good traction. If you can throw some light on as to are there further large orders which are there in the pipeline. So if you can give a broad outlook as to which are the large contracts which are there. Apart from the large orders, which are the sectors which are showing traction? And within the order book, how much is our exposure now towards industrial, commercial real estate, residential real estate, infrastructure? If you can give a broad breakup, it would be great, sir.
Thank you, Ravi. You are the only person who is interested, you know, whether it's a television debate or investor interactions, nobody asks about the, electromechanical projects these days. So to answer your question, we had stated this, that look, the developer-related buildings business, with the onset of the pandemic, we had said that probably it will not grow, right?
Yes.
Because office space consumption itself was a question. Now,
yes.
In the initial few questions, I am taking time to explain so that rest of the people can modify their questions. That's about all, okay? So that the broad, the theme is getting set. Now, the second thing is that we have been consistently saying that there is a construction cycle on driven by infra projects. These are social infrastructure projects. That's what helps Blue Star. Your core infrastructure like highway being constructed, it is not going to directly result in an MEP order for Blue Star. So there is a core infrastructure, there is a social infrastructure. The social infrastructure ones, whether it is to do with airports, metro railway, or it is to do with healthcare, these kind of things can help Blue Star. But there is the cycle is on. There is a lot of construction that is taking place. There is a third thing, that manufacturing capex cycle has returned. A lot of manufacturing in related investments are taking place. Manufacturing has a lot of MEP work to be executed there.
Okay.
Manufacturing units, new ones that are coming up. Then there is a data center related expansion. Data center consumes a lot of MEP work. So these are the broad segments. Now, order inflow is a function of inquiry build-up. So how many RFQs are there in the pipeline, how many orders are to be executed, are to be finalized, so on and so forth. So quite a lot of orders are there in core infra, connected with metro railway. There are quite a bit of metro railway tenders which are yet to be finalized, which are being floated. That is one set. There are water-related projects which are to do with, again, water MEP, water distribution. These may be in rural areas or tier 3-4 towns. And under many missions, these projects are getting executed by various state governments. That is the second set. There are airport-related inquiries are going to come. You know, quite a bit of airports will have to be constructed that will come up now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have found that all of a sudden, there is also office consumption that is taking place. Quite a bit of office complexes are, I think it is driven mainly by IT, ITES related, because that sector is growing and that is happening. Now, as far as we are concerned, we are very clear that we have indicated to you it should be around a 6% margin we will be looking at, and we have reached the stage we have been consistently delivering there. Second thing is that you would have noticed that our cash flow and the balance sheet is healthy. We would like to maintain it that way. So therefore, it is important for us, rather than the market share in that particular business, which is highly scalable. You can go ahead and build the order book, go ahead and grow the revenue, but we would like to do it in a steady manner rather than in a hurry to do that. And in that context, our focus has been, it should give us some 6% operating margin. It should be giving us a very healthy cash position. So this is the way forward, and we will continue to, I think we will continue to grow steadily, and we will continue to deliver results as far as segment one is concerned. And the segment one also includes the commercial air conditioning equipment which we manufacture, and there we enjoy a good leadership position. So therefore, that particular part of business, the product related innovation, and keeping ourselves technologically advanced and current, and that focus continues. So there, the significant development that we are finding is that the even tier 3, 4, 5 towns there are beginning to grow and offer opportunities. These are shops, showroom, boutiques, restaurants, these kind of medium-sized projects.
Got it, sir. And the 6% margins that you were talking about, given the fact that compared to, say, a decade ago, where there was intense competition at that point of time, now we are seeing many players are not looking at this particular category. Correct me if I am wrong. Can this 6%, can there be an upside risk to this? Can this read as 8 or 10 over a 2-3 year period?
I wouldn't be saying that nobody is looking at. There are still players. It is only depending on the segments it is happening. There are, in building, there are a set of competitors. In metro railway, there are a set of competitors. In water, there are a set of competitors. I don't think that it is, I wouldn't say that there is no competition out there. Now, it comes with, you know, anything to do with EPC, it comes with its complexities and it comes with associated risk. The, you know, the projects can, there can be time overrun. There can be also the cost overrun. The, these are very common in these projects, especially in India. So, therefore, is there a possibility this margin will move to 7%? Probably yes, but we are not willing to commit it at this point of time because you know what the industry had gone through, what we had gone through. So it is very important that we ensure that we are able to take a project where we deliver superior value. You know, the people are not going to be giving you a premium unless and until you are going to be showing them that you are different. And that is where we are. So there is a possibility margin can improve, but we are not committing anything whatsoever at all. In other words, what I am communicating is, in the immediate short term, 6% margin is something doable with very healthy cash flow. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Swaminathan, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions. The next question is from the line of Naval Seth from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I have two questions. First is on the demand perspective on unitary product segment. So last time you had stated that demand was moving in a very strong lane and you were expecting close to around 30% growth in the summer season and eventually 25% for the full year. For industry. So given the current season has gone now, so would you like to change that number upward, downwards? And second, when you had again given the guidance on EBIT margin in the last communication, at that point in time, commodity was still in a bull run. So would you again like to revise that upwards on your margin guidance as commodities have cooled off significantly now?
Thank you. So the question is that I had maintained if you build up to the summer season from January onwards, if I recollect it was January 2nd, 2022, I had spoken in February, March, April, May, June, so on and so forth. I always maintained that the industry should grow by around 25%. We will grow by around 30%. And then what happened was March was a very big demand month and April was very huge demand and there were reports of manufacturers associations and many players that it is 60% growth, 70% growth, there will be shortage, etc. Even at that point of time, I had maintained that, look, all this may look like that. My experience says that eventually it may be 25 to 30% growth. That's all is likely to happen. If that happens, then Blue Star will grow ahead of the market because our goal has been that grow faster than the market and gain market share. Now, what had happened? The demand started slowing down from May onward. May was lower than April. June was lower than May. Now, this is happening over the years, you know, that some point of a time, June used to be the peak month of demand for the industry. Then it moved to June third week, June middle, June first week. Then May became the peaking month. And now, off late, we are finding March and April are peaking months. And I think that will be the trend because people, when they can afford, when the temperatures are shooting up, they are not going to wait for the end of the summer to buy. So they are ending up buying earlier. Now, this year there was also another fear that most of us had indicated the prices will go up and therefore people would have purchased ahead, or forget the people, the dealers would have stocked up because dealers anticipate what is going to happen, they end up buying. So this was the truth. Now, then you saw the reports that the people panicking that demand has completely slowed down and what is happening, we don't know. But somewhere around May, June, there was also interest rate hike and therefore the consumer finance scheme costs would have got impacted, or the petrol prices went up, so there was some kind of sentimentally people tried to tighten their belts, possible. Now, what we ended up doing was, this is what we do in Blue Star, that look at, first of all, I have told you a number of times that nothing you can do about this particular month. You have to plan ahead and look at what is the trend and make a judgment that what can happen. This is how you have to plan your supply chain. We looked at January to June. If demand would have peaked in April or March, that is the right way to look at it. So I can disclose to you the figure. January to June 2020 versus 2019. January to June 2019, that belongs to FY20 actually, summer season. And if you look, and it is a real summer season last, other than this particular year. So compare that with January to June 2022. So January to June 2019 versus January to June 2022, there is a 39% growth as far as Blue Star is concerned. And I estimate that the market for the same period should have grown by 30%. It is not Blue Star has outperformed the market by a huge margin. It could not be because our market share is maintained, that's about all. So therefore, compared with 2019 season, we have grown by 39, market would have grown by 30. That is my assessment. And I think I am right. So this is the truth. Now, as far as the, you asked about the margin, whether we are revising our estimates. Margin should improve. I don't think it will improve in Q2 for the simple reason the commodities that are meant for Q2 would have come already in the pipeline. Now, I am also saying that we should not be greedy for the simple reason that when the commodity price went up, our margin was not impacted immediately. It took time because we had old raw material for some time. Same way, the costlier raw material we will have for some more time. It should begin to impact positively, in the sense improvement should start happening sometime in September onwards. That is our assessment. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harsha from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to know the absolute order flow number for 1Q.
Order flow number for?
1Q, first quarter.
Nikhil, do you have that figure?
Just one second. Yeah. It's for first quarter, the order flow is around, for segment one is 1,366 crores, and for within that, for EMPG, it is around 746 crores.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavin Vitlani from SBI Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. The question is on the commercial refrigeration segment. Could you help us with what has been the growth in the industry in the current quarter, your expectation of the growth in the year, and the indigenization efforts that you have undertaken with commencement of the products? What is the impact that has had on the margins? I'm sure because depreciation would have come in the immediate immediately, but the utilization comes with a lag. These are my questions.
Thank you. The commercial refrigeration, the growth in our opinion would have been in the order of around 10 to 11%. That's all would have been the growth. Generally, people think that that business should grow at a CAGR of 15% or more. Now, this business also operates demand fulfillment. There is a lag here. That like what happens is, for the summer season, the ice cream is a very important segment. If you look at Q1, and therefore, the ice cream manufacturers place these deep freezers in Q4 itself. They won't wait for the summer season to be buying this. Okay, it would have happened in Q4 with the time lag it happens. Similarly, the wedding festival season part of it happens much ahead. So you will see the demand building up from September, October onwards. This is how the deep freezer segment has been. We had found water coolers, there had been a decline in the market size or the demand, for the simple reason, I think the offices, factories, public places, after the pandemic, people are not encouraging the employees to or the public to consume from the water cooler, or people are avoiding doing that. So that is our assessment, because storage water coolers generally grows at around 7 to 8%. We didn't see that kind of growth. Now, in our case, there have been multiple things that have been happening. Number one, in room air conditioner, there is a huge demand expansion that took place. In the process, we decided that we will kickstart the CCT construction, which should get commissioned by October, November this year, in about 3-4 months' time. And on the other hand, in Himachal, we were doing massive expansion in order to meet the quantities for this final year, this season that ended. And in the process, we shifted water coolers, which were manufactured in Himachal, to WADA. Now, in the water coolers, when we did this shifting, and I think we fell short of something closer to some 10 to 15 crore kind of revenue we would have lost, because that we did face shortage in April and May in terms of storage water coolers. But that is a one-time event that we were aware of it. Whatever we could make, but there was a delay. Now, deep freezers, we are indigenizing 300 liter and sub 300 liters. This factory got commissioned in April. It was doing trial production between February and March, but the regulatory approvals in all respects got completed only in April. So therefore, in April only, the depreciation thing will happen. Otherwise, it is a capital work in progress. Now, 300 liter production is being stepped up. 400, 500 liter is in full swing. So, by the way, we make also glass top deep freezers indigenously now. We were dependent on imports for that. The margin improvement in that business has been happening from May onwards. May, certain 300 liter glass top started coming in. June, it is good. From now on, it will be significantly improving in that part of business because of indigenization. Now, I can also tell you that in Q2, we will have certain imported inventories. We need to be selling those. It is not we can scrap that, right? So therefore, the complete margin improvement you may start seeing only in Q3, not in Q2. Q2 there will be improvement, but there may not be full. This is the full picture.
Thank you so much for the elaborate answer.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sandeep Tulsiyan from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, very good evening, sir. Thank you for the question. I have two questions. Firstly, from the overall margin perspective, just want to get your thoughts. Typically, what we've seen in the past cycles that the AC industry has been able to pass through price increases effectively, be it raw material inflation or be it currency depreciation. But in the current season, we are seeing that is becoming a challenge to come through. And also, subsequently, a lot of large companies are setting up plants in South India, which may also increase competition going forward. Perspective from this overall change in industry structure, do you think, is it heading towards lower margin structure? Is there something else we should read it? How should we view this entire change, please?
Last part I didn't hear, Sandeep.
So basically, just want to understand that a lot of large players are also setting up capacities in South India. So how should we look at the entire industry structure? Are we structurally headed towards slightly lower margins? Are the past peak margins of, say, early double digits behind? Or do you think margins should resume? This is more of a temporary phenomena. More want to know your thoughts from a 2 to 5 year perspective for the UMACs.
Good. So first of all, we are not talking about the commodity price softening or what will happen. So obviously the margin will improve in the second half. I expect it should be around 200 basis points improvement should be possible if the commodity price is softening continues like this. So that is one part of the question. Okay. And that takes us to somewhere closer to peak season quarters, it could be around 10%, and I think it will be a 9% EBIT margin. Okay, this is how it has been. Your question is whether this business can become 14% margin, 15% operating margin. I am not able to visualize. I do not think so. One should be happy in the steady state if it is a 12% EBIT business. I am talking specifically the room air conditioner. That is a 12% EBIT business or the 12% operating margin business. That's what one will have to look at and feel happy about. But I have stated this. I have stated this in business news. Many television channels have stated. In social media it is there, in government interactions it is there. So the capacity of finished goods is doubling. Okay. Now whether the market will double, provided the products are made more and more affordable, which means the margin profile is not going to change and the people are going to redesign the products and build scale gives certain advantage and therefore market also grows. It has happened in many categories and therefore the doubling the capacity is justified. Now in the interim what will happen is, you know this, there is a PLA scheme, there is a x-axis which is the investment, y-axis is the incremental sales over FY21. Period. FY21, you have to show incremental sales and I get PLI paid. It is 6%, 4%, like that it's declining PLI rate. Okay, it is not based on my investment they are paying me. They are paying me on the incremental sales. So therefore, a manufacturer who has invested in a PLI has to grow his revenue clearly. Now, my view in this matter is eventually the PLI money will get diluted in prices. That's what will happen. So I keep telling the union government as well, that is, what you have given will eventually be transferred to the pockets of the people, and therefore the market will grow. The market growth gives you the advantage of the operating leverage. This is one part. There is a second part. There is a component ecosystem that has got developed. Again, the component guys will have to earn that PLI by only increasing their revenue, and which means they have to be going ahead and matching the prices that are available globally or locally. And in the process, the industry will benefit. There's a third element to this. Third element is connected with the logistics cost. It is not the China manufactured product plus duty, that from December 2019, you have seen it is a 4 to 5 times is the logistic cost, the container as well as the shipping charge, ocean freight charges. So you are going to be saving on that as well. As far as Blue Star is concerned, you have around 45% of the sale happening in southern part of the country. And we had inventory holding of the finished goods coming all the way from Himachal. Around 10 days we have to hold the inventory and the transportation cost. And the raw material for Himachal comes to Namshiva port and travels all the way to Kalaham in Himachal Pradesh. So, in Sri City, the incoming raw material is Krishnapatnam port or Ennur port. And the finished goods will move to all the states, Telangana, Andhra Pradesh, Puducherry, Tamil Nadu, Karnataka. It can move overnight. So, there is a operating cost leverage there. Okay. So, therefore, keeping all this in mind, indeed there will be competition. Everybody, your observation is right because everybody has to show the revenue. But still, we maintain, if there is a change, you know, whether it is a price increase, whether it is a margin problem, whether it is a debt, we have been always telling you openly that we have never kept it as a secret at all. Our belief is that it is to be in the range of 8 to 10% and in the immediate short term. If it is moving to 12 to 14, I will tell you. I am not committing anything with regard to 12 to 14.
Understood. Thank you so much. I think that's very elaborate. It's a good perspective. Second question, Mr. Thyagarajan, was from your product mix, which you typically share over the quarter, how this mass premium range is growing within your portfolio. Where is it now? Where do you expect it to go forward? And also from an e-commerce penetration perspective, I think you were on a journey where you were behind the industry, the kind of penetration rates they had on the e-commerce platform. How that has changed in the current summer season and what do you see going forward in these two spaces, please? Thank you.
Yeah, so the, up to some 12% market share, you can operate with premium products, highly differentiated. That if your goal is to become 15% market share player, very clearly you have to address the belly of the market. So every category, whether it anything that people consume in this country, right from airline to whether it is any consumer durable or automobile, it is very clear. So therefore, we will be focusing more on affordable premium products, which means that we are able to compete in the belly of the market. Clear. That's what we will do. Functionally superior, reliable and durable, and comes with good after-sale service from a trusted brand. That's what we will do. Now, e-commerce, I no longer think that e-commerce is some competitive advantage or it is a big lever one should be using, because it is something that is available for a MSME player in a tier 3 town to a big brand. So therefore, it's a marketplace which you are supposed to be present and you will continue to market there. Now, I am also making another statement that my view is e-commerce hardly provides you for a differentiation or a brand. It is basically price as a very important lever other than convenience. That is how it has been operating. So you will more often see the price competition happening there than some differentiation. Now, I'm making one more statement that there are channels which are modern trade, the power retailers and e-commerce. There is no difference here, right? That there is, they are also having the same kind of thing. They can offer huge volumes and they can, they have the power to be shifting your market share. They can influence your market share because if you are not present in those large chain of stores, you are not there at all. So therefore, I am not seeing a great difference out there as well. So according to me, no longer I believe that e-commerce is something very special, etc. That is, you have a product to offer at a particular price point, you will be there. Now, equally true is the fact that very large country like India with many rural markets, with 65% of the sale coming from tier 3, 4, 5 towns, 95% of the buyers first time, 45% of the buyers consumer finance. So in this site, small dealers are plenty. Take a state like Uttar Pradesh or Punjab, Haryana, all these places. And here again, you need a product at an affordable price point and you will be there. So the issue remains simple. It is, despite the advent of e-commerce, you need a product at a particular price point to cater to the demand of the people. And then you need to become a relevant brand to them and visible to them. And therefore, you are earlier you did by a newspaper advertisement television that you will reach them through e-commerce or through social media. And there is one more channel that is there, e-commerce. That's how we treat it. It is, I am of today, we will have same share as the industry share. And the only difference is that in e-commerce, it can change in one season. That let us say there is a sale that is happening, one particular brand can go and offer the lowest prices. It will simply shift in that quarter. I don't want to hide this at all because if it is a particular brand which is discounting there, e-commerce has the power to influence the buyers to go ahead and buy, and there will be a market share change in that particular season. Now, what is Blue Star goal? Blue Star has to, A, I need to offer products which are not going to impact the long-term brand personality of Blue Star at all. We, under no circumstances, even our market share shrinks, we will not compromise that at all. My product has to conform to certain standards. My services have to conform to certain standards. That is very clear goal. It is a value principle of Blue Star. Second is that we have to, the shareholder value enhancement and returns is something very important. So therefore, if it is a margin of 8 to 10%, I am focused on that rather than declaring that I am a 20% market shareholder. It is not. Third is, yes, scale is very important. I have to grow the scale and identify and operate in those markets. If I have to compete on price, I will rather go ahead and re-engineer the product in such a manner without compromising rest of all I stated. So far it has worked well, and we continue to invest in A, research and development, B, in terms of marketing brand building, C, in terms of what other cost operating leverage that can be there. All that we continue to work. So that's where we are. So e-commerce, yes, we are having market share equivalent to that, but I'm telling you in one sale that is happening, it can change because your brand wants to go ahead and sell so many numbers because e-commerce operates on price. That's about all. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Tulsian, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions. The next question is from the line of Gopal Navandar from SBI Life. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks a lot for...
Hello.
Mr. Gopal Navandar, we are not able to hear you, sir. Mr. Navandar, please repeat your question.
Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, thanks a lot. So it's heartening to see the, you know, the margin improvement in such a challenging environment, where rest of the peers are losing margins. If you can just, you know, give some more color on this, what is helping us in terms of improvement, whether it is mix which is helping, what is that? Because the rest of the, you know, the large players, even, you know, the number three, number four are like losing money with the same scale which we have. So if you can give some color on that. And for that, you know, we have introduced more product in the mass category, which is like very competitive. So what all has helped Blue Star in terms of improving margins year on year and sequentially also?
First, I won't be able to comment on the other players. They are all very competent players, eminent players, and they are to be respected. So I will not be commenting about a particular quarter result of a particular brand or something like that. So as far as Blue Star is concerned, nothing is new. We had stated this. We had stated this in several press releases or the product launch that we did in January. We had stated in the last investor call, we have stated that we have to address the belly of the market. If you want to address the belly of the market, we need to go ahead and ensure that the products are redesigned. So we were operating in the premium segment, and you try to sell and penetrate the market with the same thing, obviously you will lose money. And so the margins eroded, and we have come back. And also the scale, right, that the summer was impacted last year and the year before, and we had therefore had to do, and we are an Indian player, and we have to do the design development, and if our goal is that I want my products to be reliable and compete globally, and it should compare with any global benchmark in terms of the features and performance, we need to be ensuring that we invest adequately in R&D. So therefore, there is a particular margin profile. We had stated we will get there. We will go ahead and do. That's what we had done. And we had also anticipated that, look, there will be commodity price hike, and there will be some kind of impact that we will do in the immediate term till soften. I had gone on one more step. If you look at my June, I think I answered, I participated in the TV interview from Atlanta, US. I stated that, look, I have never seen commodity prices keep on going up, and it is going to come down, it will come down. And the same thing is happening. Now, in that particular interview, subsequently in July, I had stated this, I had warned this even in the month of May. One big difference you are seeing is the advertising expenses. The industry advertising expenses as a percentage of industry revenue is coming down. So that is an operating cost advantage the industries are gaining, that including Blue Star. So you are as a percentage of the revenue, advertising expenses will be lower, and it is for the industry. Now, how we estimate that is our share of the expenses and share of market, whether there is a correlation. So you are not seeing anymore, that full page advertisements running in summer. You saw in IPL a few brands, including Blue Star, but the television space is not bombarded with this. So therefore, that is also another reason. So at the end of the day, you are seeing there is a margin improvement. And as I mentioned, that we are not fully happy with the improvement. We are still a long way to go, which will begin to happen from Q3 onwards. That's where we are.
Sure, sir. Can you just quantify in the last year the revenues from the water purifier business and the drag because of that business?
Water purifier business we are still a very small player in water purifiers. So that we had stated that, look, water purifiers, whether we are, the background I'm saying, that some of your colleagues will be new. You are asking this question because we had stated when we entered, if you recollect FY 19, FY18, we had stated that the water purifier business impact on margin is around 1.5%, 150 basis points. And we had said in FY21 itself that it is no longer impacting us, that that business investment is over and it is not impacting our margin. So that is not a drain anymore. We have invested and we have achieved some kind of market share. We are not aggressively going and pursuing there. I should grow exponentially. The reason being, you are seeing some kind of industry structures changing there in terms of water purifier business itself. There is some players have got out, some players are highly active, and at this juncture we are happy with what we are doing, and that's where we are. So that is not impacting in any manner the margin at all. Right from FY21, it is not. Even in FY20, it didn't impact our margins in any manner.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today.
No, you can. If you want, you can take two more questions, because I think in certain questions I was too elaborate. I am ready to wait for another till 17:45. I don't have any problem.
All right, sir. We'll take the next question from the line of Amit Agarwal from Burman Capital Management. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, earlier in the call you mentioned 30% growth in calendar year first half to now, and for us 39. So was that value growth or the volume growth?
I couldn't get the question fully at all. You may have to repeat, please.
Sir, in the earlier part of the call, you mentioned a 30% growth in, from the first half calendar year 19 to now for the industry and 39% for the Blue Star. So was that value growth or the volume growth?
It is the volume growth, and the value growth will be some 3-4% lower. And by the way, what I mentioned, the industry will be 30 is my guess. I don't have the figure. I said that it is not that the industry would have grown by some 20%, we grew by 39%. Very unlikely.
Got it, sir. And sir, would you have similar number for 1Q or financial year?
Your Q1 figure is already there, you know. What is our growth in segment 2, you know.
But just from the AC perspective for the industry and for us.
As I told you, you know, I don't want to deal with bifurcating segment 2. You know that I'll be told this is a selective disclosure, so on and so forth. The number of letters we receive in this connection are so much, right, that specifically I end up saying about commodity price increase, or I end up saying about, you know, what is happening in the market, PLI. So therefore, each time there is somebody who is writing a letter, this is appropriate to disclose. But I disclose whatever I think is genuinely to be disclosed. In this particular case, if I am to break up, then every quarter I should go ahead and give the result. If I give now, you will ask last year what it was. But I answered that. In terms of the profile, whether it is to do with the margin, it is not different. Whether it is commercial refrigeration product or this, it is not distinctly different. If you ask me about the growth, it wouldn't be much different at all. Both the products have grown, you know, it's all on tandem. It is homogeneous that way.
Got it. That helps. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Nikhil Sohoni for closing comments.
Yes, so thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. With this, we conclude this quarter's earning call. Do feel free to revert to us in case any of your questions were not fully answered. We'll be happy to provide you with additional details by email or in person. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Blue Star Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.